This is Marlon Brando, unaware he's being recorded, talking about one of his fellow professionals.
Don't say
that name.
You don't like him?
He is the epitome of something that makes me want to throw up.
He's a nice guy.
He is?
You want to come in here?
Well, if you think...
No, you don't.
I don't know why I hate him.
So he is a nice guy, is that
he can't be. He's the epitome of everything that's disgusting about the thespians. Just holy. He worships at the temple of his own narcissism.
Whoa, Marlon doesn't hold back when he goes after someone. At one point he gets quite mystical. I don't know why I hate him. But after 7 o'clock the lines will be open on who the hell is Marlon Brando talking about. Imaginary friends. Ever have
a... I had an imaginary friend, but he wouldn't talk to me. So.
Oh, come on. We had a woman once ring us when I did this, and she said she had an imaginary pineapple ring. Now, I swear, honestly, she said she had an imaginary pineapple ring. Now, this is how nuts people are. You don't know what you get when you open the phone lines up. This is all right, because when Bonnie was very little, my daughter was 18 now, when she was very little, she had a half a stick loaf that she kept as, and she drew a face on it. And believe me, you know, we didn't stint. You know, Fisher Price were no strangers in our house. But she used to wrap it up and said, why don't you throw that away? And she had this, so we would do that, adapted toys or bizarre and peculiar toys, because she had half a stick loaf. And this woman rang and said, I didn't have an imaginary friend, but I had an imaginary pineapple ring. And so I thought, oh, but if I had my cuckoo gram in there, you know, cuckoo, cuckoo. What are you talking about? She went, well, I still often feel sick when I was little. And I think about this pineapple ring, and I could see it coming towards me. And as closer it got, I could smell the pineapple, I could taste the pineapple, and I wouldn't be sick anymore. And it was ever so useful. And I said, an imaginary pineapple ring. She went, yeah, yeah. And I said, she went, I haven't seen it for years.
I wonder what happened to it, you know?
I think
it might have gone off.
She had an imaginary pineapple. Now, we're not looking for anything quite as wacky as that, but if you ever had a unique toy, not something store-bought, but something you had yourself, a rubber band maybe, but the imaginary pineapple rings top of the shop. We're looking for an imaginary friend. How you'd know London if you were bucked on the head. And certainly, but say, Bonnie had half a stick cloth, and she had it for about 2 months. And I mean, we just had to make it in the middle of the night, just throw it away. But she loved it. She had this loaf, and she gave it a name, and it was half a cigarette, about three.